It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. On this date in 1930, the Swedish Academy announced that the Nobel Prize for Literature would go to an American writer for the first time, Sinclair Lewis of Minnesota, who is best known today for a collection of novels that offered a scalding and insightful criticism of American capitalism during the two decades between the world wars. Critic H.L. Mencken wrote of him, "If there was ever a novelist among us with an authentic call to the trade, it is this red-haired tornado from the Minnesota wilds." Born February 7, 1885, Sinclair Lewis began reading books at an early age and kept a diary, a reader's notebook, if you will. He had little in common with his two older brothers, and he had few friends. After earning his degree at Yale, Lewis worked for an assortment of newspapers, journals, and publishing houses, turning out shallow, run-of-the-mill short fiction. Impatient and temperamental, he married and divorced, twice. In his early 30s, Lewis began taking notes for a realistic novel about small-town life in the Midwest. 4 years later, it was finished, and Main Street was published in 1920. An immediate sensation, it sold more than 180,000 copies in its first 6 months. Within a few years, sales had reached 2 million, and Lewis had made a comfortable fortune. Next came Babbitt in 1922, a novel that satirized the American commercial culture. Arrowsmith followed in 1925, earning him a Pulitzer Prize, but he declined the award. 2 years later, he published Elmer Gantry, his controversial tale of a hypocritical evangelist that was banned in some cities. Dodsworth appeared in 1929, and the following year he was awarded the Nobel Prize. Asked why he accepted the Nobel when he had declined the Pulitzer, he said, "The Nobel Prize is awarded on the basis of actual merit, but the Pulitzer is for obedience to whatever code of good form may chance to be popular at the moment." In his Nobel acceptance speech, Lewis lamented that in America, most of us are still afraid of any literature which is not a glorification of our faults as well as our virtues. And in a parting shot at the American literary establishment, he added, "Our American professors like their literature clear and cold and pure and very dead." After 1930, Lewis would write 11 more novels, including King's Blood Royal in 1947, in which a successful banker who is white discovers that he has African ancestry and is subjected to bigotry and discrimination as a result. King's Blood Royal was a powerful and very early contribution to the civil rights movement. Lewis's last years were marked by the ravages of chronic alcoholism, and he died in Rome on January 10, 1951, at age 65. Journalist William Shirer, a longtime admirer, had this to say, "It has become commonplace to write off Sinclair Lewis as a novelist. Compared to Fitzgerald, Hemingway, Dos Passos, and Faulkner, Lewis lacked style. Yet his impact on modern American life was greater than all the other four put together." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 5th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.